Now comes the question, what type of correspondence or what type of interaction have Yidden had with these Aseres HaShvatim and Bnei Moshe over the years? And are there any recorded interactions between us and them? So we're going to start today the fascinating story. The story is brought down in a sefer called Evan Sapir. And the main character of today's story is a Yid whose name is Baruch God. Baruch God was a Dayan, a big Rav that lived in Yerushalayim in the year Tuf Vav. This is before the time of the Baal Shem Tov. And it seems like the Dayanim of Yerushalayim sent him to collect money. You know, people always need money for the Aniyim of Yerushalayim. And they sent him to Persia and Greece to go collect money. And they didn't hear from him in a while. Months later, he shows up. And he has some money. But more important, he has a letter in his hand. And before he gives over this letter, he tells them a story. He said he was traveling in the forest, wherever he was traveling, and a bunch of gangsters, thieves, murderers, chopped him. They stole his money, they killed his donkey, and they just let him. They said, "We're not going to kill you, but you'll starve here in the forest." And Bekitzer, he's wandering and he's eating grass from the floor, you know, drinking whatever rain that's coming down. For 10 days, he's completely lost. And he's about to give up. There's no future for himself. And all of a sudden, he sees a warrior, someone with a spear in his hand. He's standing there. And the guy, he gets scared. Who is this person? So he screams out, "Shema Yisrael," right? He doesn't know what's going to be with him. Maybe the guy's going to kill him. And the guy looks at him. And he says, "I'm also a Yid. What are you doing here in the jungle?" So he tells him the whole story. He went to collect money from Yerushalayim, and the bandits robbed his money, and he was left, you know, to die in the desert or the forest. He said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of you." He gave him some food, he gave him to drink, and he says, "My name is Malkiel, and I'm from Shevet Naphtali." And he says, "You wait here, and I'm going to give you one of these amulets with the Eibishter's name that no animal will kill you. And after I go check out with my Rabbanim what to do with you, I'll get back to you." So, 3 days later, comes back, and he says, "Listen, I had Kvitzas HaDerech, and I traveled in 3 days what it would take a normal person to travel for 3 months. And I went around and I spoke to the Rabbonim of the Shvatim, as well I was in contact with the Bnei Moshe, which are across the Sambatian River. And they were very, very depressed to hear that Yidden are in such tzores these days. They weren't aware of how bad the matzav is for Klal Yisrael." And he says, "I'm going to accompany you to a certain point and then make sure you're able to get back home from there. And please bring this letter that the Bnei Moshe sent to Klal Yisrael, bring it back to the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael." So obviously, before we get into the content of the letter, huge controversy. What do you think most people said? "This guy lost his mind." In other words, he didn't just lose his money. You know, the guy, he went on this trip, who knows what happened to him? Coming back with letters from the Bnei Moshe. And there was a big controversy in Eretz Yisrael at the time. Do we believe the contents of the letter? Do we not? On the other hand, this person was a respectable Dayan. So some people started saying that he wrote it just to be Mechazik Klal Yisrael. However, the letter gets affirmed by some of the greatest Rabbonim of Eretz Yisrael at the time, including the famous Chida, who was known for his Baal Ruach HaKodesh and a big Baal Moifis, the Chidah. So he himself actually affirms this letter. So we can pretty much take for granted that it's pretty authentic, because the Chidah would not affirm a letter that was Gedreit and Gepachket. And therefore, so now what was actually written in the letter? So it's a long letter where they describe their lifestyle. And they describe that basically they daven 3 times a day. They are very wealthy, the Bnei Moshe. There's no tummy animals in their entire kingdom. There is a big Rav. And he, anyone that misbehaves, he could give them the Dalad Mises Beis Din. Nobody gets sick. And no young people die in the lifetime of their parents. Most people live to a ripe old age. They also live only 120 years of age. And they learn Torah. And somehow it says over there that they actually got the Mishnah made it somehow to across the Sambatian. And actually there are some opinions that say that the Sefer HaRambam was actually somehow transferred across the Sambatian. They don't bring down the Rambam, but other Sfarim say that. And they basically write that they had no idea what was going on with Klal Yisrael, because they were, you know, they know that the Eibishter put them in this place until the time of the Geula. And what happened was that one time one of the people of the Aseres HaShvatim bought a slave from a slave merchant, and this slave had come from a different land. And this slave told them about the tzores that Yidden were going through. And they basically finish off this long letter describing how much pain they have when they heard about the tzores of Klal Yisrael. They say, don't worry. Realize that the Eibishter loves you, and the tzores that you're going through, it's all because the Eibishter's love of you. And if you're wondering why we are not coming out to greet you and to, you know, leave where we are, they write, Ein lanu yecholes laver es hanor ad eis keitz. We cannot cross the Sambatian until the destined time. But Emir Tashem, we are davening to be reunited with you and to see all the Yidden again. I gave you a kitzer of this long letter. It's signed by 3 people. The Melech, the king's name, was Achitoy ben Azariah. The Nosi, I guess the president, was Yoitzadok ben Uza. And the Av Beis Din, the Zokin, was Uriel ben Avisof. And this is one of the recorded letters that was recorded to the Rabbonim of Yerushalayim, brought back by Baruch God. And Emir Tashem, I will share with you some other stories and correspondence in the upcoming Shiurim.